This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. J.A. Merriman was a physician, civic leader, newspaper publisher, and Portland's first black doctor. James Anthony Merriman is an important figure in the history of Portland's earliest black community. However, little is known about his life before or after he lived in Oregon. What is known about him comes from newspaper accounts and public records. He was born in Camden, Alabama, in 1870. His father, John Merriman, was from Alabama, and his mother, Georgia, was from South Carolina. Their occupations, or formerly enslaved status, is unknown. At some point, Merriman ended up in Chicago, where he trained to become a doctor. In 1902, the 32-year-old Merriman graduated from Rush Medical College at the University of Chicago. He was the only black graduate from that school that year. The next year, Dr. J.A. Merriman, as he would be professionally known the rest of his life, ended up in Portland. Once transcontinental railroads began arriving in Portland in the 1880s, the city's population grew exponentially. It was at this time that the city's black community began to develop near Union Station. Black men and a few women worked for the railways as porters, waiters, cooks, stewards, and barbers. As more and more trains came to Oregon from the east, many black workers came as well, and some decided to stay in Portland permanently. At the turn of the century, Portland's black population was nearly 1,000, and hotels, restaurants, and barbershops opened to cater to a new local black clientele. What Portland still lacked, though, was a black doctor. Union Pacific Railway's main line ran from Chicago to Portland, and the company recognized that their black labor force needed medical care. The railway hired Dr. Merriman in Chicago and sent him to Portland in 1903. There, he became the first professional black doctor in Portland, and perhaps in all of Oregon. He opened a medical practice on Larrabee Avenue, which in 1909 he began sharing with another physician, Dr. Stanley Lucas of Kingston, Jamaica. For the next three decades, Dr. Merriman lived and worked in Portland, living in the home of Lillian Keys on Northeast Prescott. Dr. Merriman's prominent role led to many civic responsibilities outside of his medical practice. He co-founded the legendary black-owned newspaper The Advocate in 1903 and served as editor of the Portland Times from 1913 to 1926. He also appears often in local press throughout the 1910s and 1920s as a moderator of local forums, the president of a literary society, and even a director of church plays. In 1931, Dr. Merriman left Oregon for Arizona. With his departure, Portland again had just one black doctor, Dr. De Norville Unthank, who had also been recruited by Union Pacific Railway. James Merriman does not appear again in the news, and the place and date of his death are unknown. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.